This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Now, the Therapeutic Goods Administration has approved psychedelics and MDMA for use in treating depression and PTSD in some circumstances. And additionally, Australia's biggest research trial using psychedelics to treat depression is about to commence this year. And to find out more, we're joined by Professor Susan Rossell, who's a cognitive neuropsychologist from Swinburne Centre for Mental Health. Susan, welcome back to Drive.
Hello, good to be with you.
Now, Susan, before we start, what are psychedelics and how can they be potentially used to treat depression?
So there are a number of psychedelics being discussed at the moment. So psilocybin is the main one, so magic mushrooms.
Right.
They're different kinds of compounds that when you take them, they create feelings of dysphoria. They can create, give you hallucinations, dissociation, make you feel happy, make you feel sad. They kind of have a different effect for people that take them. So there's not one sort of formula fits all, but they sort of, I guess the sort of general way I describe them is change your reality.
Right. So I'm assuming that the dosage would be rather small compared to, you know, we hear stories of people going overseas and taking mushrooms and doing all sorts of silly things. So I'm assuming the dose would be small.
Yeah, the doses are small, and the other thing to be very, very aware of is they're given in very safe environments, and the setting is incredibly important in this context. So you are in a room which is a nice, serene, calm room, plants, bed, music, with two therapists. Usually a male and a female, and they help you through the experience. They sit there with you, and there is a lot of psychotherapy that occurs at the same time, both before the dosing day and after the dosing day. So it's not just give somebody this these compounds and send them on their journey.
So what does the research show so far in the clinical benefits of using psychedelics to treat depression?
Yeah, so they're really in the early stages where there have been a couple of large studies, well, lots of smaller studies, but only a few large studies. And look, the results are incredibly promising, where people that have had treatment-resistant depression for over 20 years have shown profound changes, so the reductions in their depressive symptoms.
So, Susan, when do you expect to see the results of the trial and what are you hoping to see?
So we are starting the trial in the middle of this year, so we're just getting things ready at the moment. We've signed all the contracts and started to get staff on board, and we'll start to enrol people in the middle of this year, and we'll go for about 2.5 years. And one of the things that we've been trying to do, which is little different from the rest of the larger studies out there, is to do something a little bit more real world. So we're following people up for a whole year to look at their recovery, to look at their relapse rates, to look to see when they might need additional assistance. We're also looking at things like how much this costs for people, which is going to be a big issue moving forward. And we're also looking at a whole heap of other factors, like whether personality and trauma and different factors that may influence the efficacy of this treatment are taken into consideration.
We're chatting with Professor Susan Rossell, cognitive neuropsychologist from Swinburne Centre for Mental Health, about a new trial that will use psychedelics to treat depression. Susan, can anyone with depression enrol in this trial, or is there a certain amount of criteria that you need to meet?
Yeah, there are a certain amount of safety criteria, absolutely. But if you have had treatment-resistant depression, you've failed two different types of typical medications, so, you know, the antidepressants, the SSRIs, and you're fit and healthy between the ages of 18 and 65, we would like to hear from you in the middle of this year. There are some other, obviously, safety features that we take into consideration and quite a big screening, but yeah, it's really for people that have got treatment resistant depression.
And if someone is listening and thinks, oh yes, I'd really like to participate in the trial, where can they go for some more information?
We have an email. It's 3pap@swin.edu.au, we can send you some information.
So 3pap@swin.edu.au. And Susan, before I let you go, do you reckon eventually, like if the results of this trial are very positive, could psychedelics potentially replace antidepressants in some people down the track?
I'm not sure replace. Antidepressants work very well for some people. The problem is they don't work well for everybody, and we need alternatives. And that's why we're doing this research, to see if this is a good alternative.
Do you think it could eventually treat other mental health conditions as well? Or just
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that was the real reason I got into this line of research in the first place. There is a lot of theoretical evidence that they would work incredibly well with people for body image disorders. And I've spoken to you before,
yes,
about body dysmorphia. And that's really my passion, to really see if it has some efficacy in body dysmorphia and the other body image disorders like anorexia.
Susan, we look forward to hearing from you once the trial begins and to find out how it's going. So all the best with it. Thank you for chatting with us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That's Professor Susan Rossall, cognitive neuropsychologist from Swinburne Centre for Mental Health. That email address, if you are interested in the trial, is 3pap@swin.edu.au. And if this conversation has raised any issues for you, don't forget you can access a list of support resources at joy.org.au/support.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.